And now, does our consciousness require our physical form? Guest. Good afternoon, Abraham. I actually have 100 questions, but I'm only going to ask 2. It's like having the genie bottle and having to think about only 3 wishes. When we do emerge into non-physical beings, how long do we stay there? Do some of us decide not to come back to this physical time-space? Abraham, no, because being here is the creative excellence that you're reaching for. Your question has a little bit of a flaw at its basis because it almost assumes that you're dead or alive. You're physical or you're non-physical, when in reality, you are eternally this non-physical energy that sometimes focuses some of that energy into a physical body. You see, someone like Abraham, we are a collective consciousness that can flow into many of you simultaneously, does not need to be born into a body. It's sort of like saying that the electricity that flows through my house powers the toaster, and when will all of the electricity jump into the toaster? And we say never. That's not the way it works. In other words, the current flows to the toaster, and the toaster is the leading edge experience in our example. So, the non-physical energy that is you will always be that non-physical energy. Some of it is focused within you in this physical body, or in others, or tapping in, like Abraham, through an opportunity like this where many of us are participating. Consciousness does not need physical form, but physical form needs consciousness. And consciousness enjoys physical form because physical form is the leading edge of thought. So consciousness expands through the physical form. It's not one or the other. So, at the same time that your inner being can be flowing through you in this body and in this personality, your same non-physical energy could be flowing through another. You call that soulmates. You call that twin flames. But you usually use it romantically, and you usually use it sparingly. You usually assume that there are only one or two of them, but you come forth in clusters. You are streams of consciousness having these experiences together. It would be accurate to say that you are actually soulmates with every other physical human who is presently focused upon your planet, because we all come forth from the same non-physical energy stream, and you all want experiences and exposure to one another, which stimulates the individual preference within each for the benefit of the whole. Guest. Yes, thank you. Abraham, it's really time for you to all get over this death thing. It is really time for you to stop worrying about it because it is inevitable and it is delicious. The only thing that you really have reason to worry about is not allowing the energy that is you to flow. In other words, feeling bad is the only thing that you ever need to worry about. And you do not need to worry about that because you have control over feeling bad. Esther was typing the descriptions of a recent seminar, and there was one description of a mother who was suffering over the death of her son and blaming herself for not having been a better mother. As Esther typed those words, she just got a wafting in her stomach of how that must feel and how awful that pressure must be and how awful it is to feel terrible about something and believe that you cannot do anything about it. In other words, this woman's son was dead. She couldn't bring him back. She believed that she would never be happy again because he was dead. In other words, that is the ultimate fear of death, is it not? The feeling that something bad will happen to someone that I love and I will never be able to get my happy self back to where I want to be. Then Esther remembered having had an experience herself that felt so awful. She also remembered having other experiences later where she worried that something might happen that would make her feel that bad again. And then she remembered being surprised and amazed and delighted that she never, ever felt that bad again. She remembered attracting the knowledge that there is no reason to ever feel bad again. So she said to Jerry, he did not know what she was talking about, but she just sort of called out from the other end of the coach, "I love knowing that I never have to feel bad again." In other words, so many people are waiting for the other shoe to drop. Their lives feel good to them, but they're worried that something will happen that will take that good feeling away. And we want to say to all of you, nothing like that can ever happen to you once you understand and once you remember. You get to choose how you focus. Therefore, you get to choose how you feel. No one will ever lose their fear of death until they discover their power to live. And no one will really discover their power to live, and by that we mean live in joy, until they have control of their vibration. And no one really ever has control of their vibration until they make the association between how they feel and what their vibration is. And no one will ever be able to control the way they feel until they show themselves that anger feels better than fear, and that frustration feels better than anger, and that they do have the power to direct a thought to feel a little better. When you show yourself that you can feel a little better, you cannot jump from here to there. You cannot jump from fear all the way to joy, but you can jump incrementally. You regain your power. And when you regain that knowledge, your fear of all things, including death, will dissipate. Guest, thank you, Abraham.